Can you talk about the turnovers, obviously?
There's one right there.
Were they doing things especially well defensively, or you know, was this?
I'll start with my turnover because that's the one I'm responsible for. I threw it right to our locker. I mean, he was the free player, and our receiver had an option route inside or outside. He broke inside, and I thought I could get it. It was just horrible and bad tackle. So, but other than that, I guess I could speak to the fact that what our coaches talked about all week was that these guys are number one in the league, taking the ball away. They've got 16 turnovers. They've got 6 touchdowns. They've got this is what they do. In particular, the coaches talked about Charles Tillman, number 33, how he does a great job getting the ball out. We talked about it. Every time I played the Bears, we talk about it. They're very, very good at it. And I don't think I've ever seen them do such an amazing job of getting the ball out. And it's you partly credit them, but right now for us, we're blaming ourselves. And we're not able to beat anybody turning the ball over that many times.
Does it not sink in during the week, the guy?
I mean, it's not like it's like telling someone not to leave a putt short on the green. I mean, you don't want to do it. You're not trying to do it. All you can do is practice a certain way, call it out. I mean, there's things you can do. There's things people do, but we know we have to do it. We have to, you know, it's why you play. And started from the first play of the game. We had a play we felt good about. We ran that same exact play to start the second half. And, you know, it was a 20-yard gain and fumbled the ball. And it wasn't just that one. There were many, many others. And you can't beat anyone doing that, never mind the Chicago Bears.
Back-to-back illegal formation penalties makes it look like again, offense that doesn't know how to run.
Yeah, that's also embarrassing. We had those plays in our hands days ago and had a meeting about it last night. And had a meeting about it this morning, and I don't know what to say. That's not good.
These kind of games happen, I guess. You've been through them. Are they harder to get over than a normal loss, or the easier way?
Well, it still counts as one loss. I mean, I'll be honest, that loss last week was hard to get over. I mean, I've been a part of a bunch of them, and that was the hard one to get over. But you got to move on. You got to move past it. And, you know, sometimes I've been on teams that are really good teams, and you play a stinker. You come out and you do that. You lay an egg. You're horrible all day, pretty much. And you know, sometimes what is said is, hey, that wasn't us, we'll just sweep it under the rug and get back to being us. But those are on good teams that have built a cushion for themselves, that are, you know, up front in their division, and playoffs are probably on the way anyway. Our situation is that, you know, we gave some opportunities away, so we need to capitalize on all the opportunities that we have. So we have 7 games to go. Coming into this, we had eight games to go. We can't have a stinker. We can't just, you know, lay an egg like that. And so that's what's disappointing. So now I think it's hard to just say, oh, hey, that wasn't us. What instead we have to do is we got to come back on Monday and get critiqued and fix the things that need to be fixed. And that's what we got to do.
This is the 4th or 5th time this season that you guys have fallen behind big early and basically been taken out of your game plan before you could ever get into it. Is there anything you can put your finger on as to why those things keep happening?
Well, the turnovers. I mean, that's what happened to us today. And they're built. It seems like they're built to play with the lead. We're not. We're built to play with the lead in a sense. Also, our game plan was for a game that was a tight game. And you know, when you're down by that much, I thought the coaches did a good job though of. After we tried to go a no huddle in a 2-minute, there was enough time in the game where we said, hey, we're just going to try to push the tempo and go fast with our game plan that we came into, that we spent 7 days working on. And we did have some success. I think even at halftime, you know, we came out, the defense had a 3-and-out, and we had the touchdown, and, you know, we felt good about it. I mean, what we were talking about at halftime was like, you know, hey, let's do something special. Like, we've got an opportunity to do something special. No one thinks we're going to win this game, nobody. But either believe or don't come outside. You know, just stay in the locker room. Don't surrender. Like, let's go for it. And That's what we were talking about. That's what we were believing. That's what we were thinking. And then, you know, once again, the turnovers were happening, and it's just hard to win.
Is it worst case scenario too when all your fans leave and there's that many of the opposing team's fans still in your stadium?
I mean, at that point, that's not what's factoring into the game. It's impressive, you know, it's probably a compliment to our city more than anything. People want to come here. I know when I played for the Packers, you know, in December, anytime we'd play in Arizona or San Diego, I mean, everyone wanted to. It's a great vacation spot. So, but again, while we're out there, that's not something we're focused on or talking about. You know.
You said you wanted to come out and play a Titan game. You know the identity of the Bears are to come out, they're going to hit hard. What's the identity of this team?
It's a deep question, probably for Coach Munchak more than anything. You know, for me on offense, what we try to focus on is executing our plays properly and spreading the ball around. And then if we do have one-on-one matchups with certain guys, we expect them to win. And there are some guys that we feel like we have matchup advantages on with our skill guys.
Do you feel more pressure to get Cook into the game after all this stuff this week?
Well, just by chance, we felt like we had a good matchup with him on one of their safeties, and they were going to play some man coverage, which is surprising. That's not really what we felt like we had a major advantage there, and we didn't really capitalize on that. So, again, I haven't seen the film, but I think we can do a better job of taking advantage of our one-on-ones with man coverage.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate
Thank you.